This stock and commodity report is made possible with support from Grainfield Marketing in Normal. Grainfield Marketing can be reached at 1-800-383-4647 or on the internet at grainfield.com.
This is AM 580, and it's time now for us to find out what's happening on the Board of Trade and the Mercantile Exchange. With our opening report, here's Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Wednesday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, March wheat opened at 10:25, down 20 and a half on the open. May, 10:35, down 43. At the Chicago Board of Trade, March wheat opened at 9:95, down 12 on the open. May, 10:05, down 20. July, 9:02, down 28. September, 9:10, down 20. December, 9:25, down 9 and a half. And July of 2009, 850, down 21 on the open. March corn opened at 494 and a quarter, down 3 and a half on the open. May, 506, down 5. July, 517, down 4 and 3 quarters. September, 517, down 3 and a half. December, 516, down 4 and a quarter. March, 524, down 4 and a quarter. May, 527, down 4. July, 529 and a quarter, down 4 and 3 quarters. And December of 2009, 493 and a half, down 5. March beans opened at 1318, down 2. May, 1335, down 3 and a half. July, 1342, down 6 and a quarter. November, 1262 and a half, down 7 and a half. January, 1265 and a half, down 10 and a half. November of 2009, 1205, down 9 and a half on the open. March soybean meal opened at 350, down 230 on the open. May, 356, down $3. March soybean oil opened at 55.55, down 11 on the open. May, 56.50, up 3. March feeders open at 105.95, up 20 on the open. February, 92, up 7 and a half. On the open. February lean hogs open at 58.40, down 17 and a half on the open. And February bellies open at 96.52 and a half, and it was down 147 and a half on the open.
Today's broadcast is made possible with support from First Midwest Bank, serving the banking needs of Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Kathy Ferguson in Morris at 815-941-3758. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Paul Cooley of ADM Investor Services in Oakland, Illinois. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning, Dave.
Well, all the rule changes over the last week or so in the wheat market seems to have set it up for a period of liquidation, and as you look at the marketplace, where do we find some stability?
Okay. Yes, it is historic and very unusual, and the exchanges, I think, did the right thing by extending the limits in the three major exchanges. You know, I'm sure the end user has learned an important lesson once again to have his coverage in hand. The government did sell, I think, 890,000 bushels of durum wheat and about 3 million bushels of hard spring wheat into the marketplace. We do see Minneapolis wheat trading overnight and this morning. There was mentioned in a reliable source that the old Soviet Union, the new Soviet Union, has 60 million acres of wheat ground that can go into production. This can produce another 25 to 30 million tons of wheat. We know the Ukraine has a good wheat crop coming along. We do think that there is, you know, with normal rainfall, we do have an adequate crop around the world. We are seeing Argentine wheat and also Australian wheat come into the world market. With this general feeling that we did get wheat prices high enough, we did awaken this giant Russia, and there is this extra acreage of wheat that can come into production. So a year from now, and with the good rains in Australia, I think the wheat market is going to be, we're going to see different kinds of carryovers, we're going to see different kinds of supply demands, and we're going to see more supply in the world than we do at this present time. At least, I'm going to say 6 months to a year from now, it's going to be a different outlook on wheat.
Well, ballpark it for me on the board price. What are we going to look at?
Well, my general impression is that with wheat in this situation, you know, we could see wheat anywhere from $2 to $3 too high in between July 08 and July 09. So, you know, we could see wheat, corn-wheat relationships, you know, 50 cents to a dollar, you know, more likely than not.
Let's turn our attention to the numbers from the Economic Research Service yesterday in corn and beans. I imagine you've seen those numbers by now. What do you make of them?
My general impression is they did a good job with the numbers. You know, the marketplace is looking at the soybean situation as, and, you know, some of, you know, our conversations, we see it from the seed companies. We see it from farmer conversations that there is going to be a shift towards more soybeans. Some of the surveys at some of the farm shows also indicate that as well. My private meteorologist that I have the most confidence in tells me that the marketplace needs to see one more rain in Argentina and Rio Grande do Sul, and that's in the forecast today for next week. We're also probably, with the basis levels, the way they're acting in South America, we probably will see imports of soybeans into the United States somewhere in that May, June, July time frame. We do think that a year from now, we're going to see a substantial increase in soybean acreage come in from Brazil. We do see articles in the New York Times and some private sources that indicate that the process of expansion is taking place right now. So we are going to see a different complexion and outlook in the soybean supply demand, you know, a year from now. The trouble is right now, you know, soybean carryover is pretty tight. But we do think that the powers and economics and transportation will come in, and we will see a lot of different things going on in the soybean market in the next 6 months to a year.
I guess if I had a bone to pick with the economic research numbers yesterday, it would be that their carry-in numbers for corn and beans seem to be too high, considerably bit too high, compared to their February USDA reports.
Mm-hmm. You know, the other argument in the corn complex, for example, is we do have a little fluff in the ethanol demand. We do see that in time, with this larger wheat supply coming in, that it could also affect and be substituted for feed demand. So there's lots of unknowns out there in the marketplace. And, of course, this art of price forecasting has a lot of guess and hope in it, and I'm sure we have to align ourselves with that guess and hope idea, because it's even very hard for them to get the actual yield per acre right here in the United States. It takes them a long time to get those numbers down as well.
Yeah, and they're using 42.1 on the soybeans in their projection, and it looks like they're using 153.3
You know,
on
and
the
there's
corn.
Some people that even feel that with this new triple stack corn, and we do feel that that's a popular deal, and some suggestions of even using insecticide on triple stack corn, we are going to see that, could see a good big yield boost in corn yields this coming year.
All right, let's put a firmer point on it and ask you, in the short term, the next 60 days, are you looking for trend changes in either corn or beans?
Good question. My hunch is that the corn market will be the strongest one of the two, and ultimately we will see some price erosion in soybeans, mainly based on these higher projections. As far as trend changes are concerned, you know, right now we'd have to see a price level in the 560 to 570, I'm sorry, 1260 to 1270 price range before the computer would turn from bullish to bearish in the soybeans, and we'd have to see a price level somewhere in the 480 to 485 level in the March corn to see a trend change there. The trend is your friend, and at the present time, both commodities are in an uptrend. They have been pulled up by the strength in the wheat market.
Are bear spreads a good play in the corn?
I'd be neutral on that one. It could possibly be, Dave. But I think the big factor here is that I'd be neutral on that one.
Thank you very much there,
Paul. Have a profitable day, Dave.
You too. Paul Cooley of ADM Investor Services in Oakland, Illinois. The current tick, March wheat in Kansas City at 10:47, up 1.5. At the Board of Trade, March wheat 9.98, down 9. July 9.15, down 15. March corn 4.94¾, down 3. July 5.18¼, down 3.5. December 5.16½, down 3¾. March beans 13.23½, up 2.5. July 13.50, up 3/4. November 12.64, down 7. March soybean meal 351.90, down 40. March soybean oil 55.63, down 3. You're listening to WILO Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.